What birchas hashir? Rabbi Yehuda said it refers to the yahalalucha that we say at the end of the halal all the time. Rabbi Yechon said it refers to nishmas. The Brayis says Rabbi Tarfon said in the fourth cup one finishes halal and also says halal hagadol. Other says he says the perek of mizmor l'David Hashem roi l'yechzer. What is referred to as halal hagadol? Rabbi Yehuda said it's perek kuf lamed vav of Tehillim. Rabbi Yechon said it's perek kuf lamed dalid through perek kuf lamed vav. Rav Yaakov says it's Perek Kuf Lamed Hey and Kuf Lamed Vav. Why is it called Halal HaGadol? Rav Yechon says because it discusses how Hashem gives food to every creature. Nice and lechem b'chol basar. Shimon Levi said the 26 psukim of this parak correspond to the 26 generations before the giving of the Torah, which Hashem sustained with food out of pure kindness because there was no mitzvahs that were being done. Rav Chisda said the praise of Hoidu Hashem Ki Toi refers to the way Hashem punishes a person financially rather than resorting to punishing his health. Rabbi Yochanan said providing food for a person is twice as difficult as the pains of childbirth. He also said it's more difficult than the redemption, than Regula itself. Rabbi Shimon Levi says Adam Harishon cried when Hashem told him that he would have to eat the grass of the ground. Adam felt that he would become equal to a donkey. He calmed down when Hashem told him that he would be eating bread. Rabbi Shizbi in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said providing a person's food is as difficult as the splitting of the yams of Kriyas Yamsa. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said the ability of one to go to the bathroom is as difficult as the day of death and the Kriyas Yamsa. Rabbi Shesh in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah said one who degrades the Yom Tovim is considered as if he was Ovid Avodah Zarah. He also said one who speaks or accepts lashon hara, or one who says false testimony about another, is fit to be thrown to the dogs. Frek, the Gemara, since we have halal gadol, why do we ever say regular halal? Gemara says regular halal discusses five things that we want to discuss. It has yitzias mitzrayim and mitzvot yisrael. It discusses kriyas yamsov and hayomra vayonos. It discusses matan toyer and haharim rachtu chiyelim. It also discusses tchias hamesim as halach of Hashem and the chavle mashiach loylonu Hashem. Nachum Yitzchak answers, he said, because it discusses the saving of the soul of the tzaddikim from Gehenim, on Hashem Malta Nafshi. Chizkiyah says, because it has the psukim said by Hanani Mishael and Azariah when they were being put into the fire and when they came out of the fire. So, Akhtemar, when Avram Avinu was thrown into the fire, the Malach Gavriel asked Hashem to allow him to save Avram. He's the Malach of the fire. Hashem said, I am one, and Avram is now one in the world, unique in the world, so it's befitting that I save him. However, as a reward for wanting to save Avram, Hashem promised Gavriel that he would be allowed to save Hanani Mishael and Azariah. Reb Shimon Ashulaini said, when Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah were thrown into the fire, the Malach in charge of hail asked to go save them. Gavriel said, that wouldn't be a great miracle because water naturally extinguishes fire. Rather allow me, Gavriel, who is the Malach of fire, to go and cool the fire from the inside and yet burn the spectators with the same fire from the outside. Hashem told Gavriel to go, and Gavriel said, Ve'emes Hashem li'olam, because his promise to him was kept that he would have the opportunity to save me, to save Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. Rabbi Nelson says the fish are the ones who said the pasuk v'emes Hashem li'olam because after the splitting of the Yamsuf, the Yidden were afraid that the Mitzrayim escaped alive on the other side. Hashem instructed the sea, the Yamsuf, to spit out their bodies and promised the sea that he would give them an even bigger number of bodies for the fish to eat. In return for doing so, Hashem kept his word, and Sisera's whole army was drowned in the sea. At that time, when they got all those bodies to eat, the Malach of the sea said v'emes Hashem li'olam. Rish Lakish said, the pasuk of Eimah Barim Sameicha can be explained as the elders of Klal Yisrael saying to Hashem, your children have made us like weasels dwelling in the foundations of houses at Akeres Habayis because of their sins, because we're embarrassed. Rav explained, Ahavti ki Yishma Hashem, Klal Yisrael says, we are beloved to you, Hashem. When you listen to our tefillis, that's how you show that we're beloved to you. Daloisi v'li Yishia, even though we are poor with mitzvahs, we belong to you, so please save us. Rav Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yossi, said in the name of his father, the Goyim must praise Hashem because of the wonders that he does for them. Halu es Hashem kol Goyim. How much more so we must praise Hashem, whose kindness to us knows no bounds, ki gavar aleinu chastai. Rabbi Yossi also explained the pasuk of Tehillim as follows. Mitzrayim will want to give Mashiach a present, but he will not accept it. Hashem will tell Mashiach, they hosted the Yidden, so accept the gift. The people of Cush will say, if Mitzrayim can give a gift, we people of Cush who never even enslaved the Yidden, should surely bring a gift. Rome will then say, if they can give a gift, we who are brothers of the Yidden, because they come from Esav, should surely bring a gift. However, Hashem will send Gavriel to prevent Rome from giving a gift. The rest of the pasuk can be understood as referring to the Romans having slaughtered the Yidden like calves, taking bribes, and never even keeping their word, and being the reason the Yidden were spread out throughout the world, because the Yidden's friendship to the Romans caused that. Rabbi Yossi also said there were 365 marketplaces in Rome, each with 365 towers, with each tower having 365 steps, and each step having enough food to sustain the entire world. Rabbi explained, this food is given to the Talmid Chacham who learn Torah.